In the day's other headlines, Vice President J.D. Vance is in Hungary today, backing the Trump administration's support for Prime Minister Viktor Orban's re-election bid. During a joint press conference, Vance praised Orban as a statesman and accused European Union officials of trying to sway the election against him. The far-right leader and close Trump ally is trailing in many polls ahead of Sunday's vote. Vance's appearance was a break with most politicians who avoid taking an active role in the political campaigns of other countries. Later, the vice president began his address to a crowd in Budapest by calling President Trump, who offered his own praise for Orban via speakerphone.
Mr. President, you are on with about 5,000 Hungarian patriots, and I think they love you even more than they love Viktor Orban.
Vance's visit comes as Orban is seeking a fifth term in office. He's facing a strong challenge from center-right candidate Peter Magyar, who has called the election a referendum on whether Hungary continues to align with Russia or with European democracies. The American journalist kidnapped in Iraq last week, Shelley Kittleson, was reportedly released today. The Associated Press and other outlets say the 49-year-old was freed this afternoon but did not provide her current whereabouts. Earlier in the day, the Iran-backed militia group Khatib Hezbollah said it would release Kittleson so long as she leaves Iraq immediately. Closed-circuit footage shows the moment a person believed to be Kittleson was rushed into a car on a Baghdad street back on March 31st. Iraqi officials reportedly say she was freed in exchange for the release of militia members, though that has not been confirmed. In Turkey, officials say gunmen attacked a building in Istanbul today that houses the Israeli consulate. Eyewitness video shows one of the gunmen wearing a brown backpack exchanging gunfire with police. One suspect was killed in the shootout and two others wounded. Two police officers also suffered minor injuries. Turkey's interior minister says at least one of the attackers was linked to a group that he said was, quote, exploiting religion without naming the organization. The Islamic State group has carried out attacks in Turkey in recent years. An investigation is underway. The British government is blocking the rapper formerly known as Kanye West from entering the UK, citing his history of anti-Semitic statements. The country's Home Office said his presence would not be conducive to the public good. Ye, as he is now known, was scheduled to headline the Wireless Music Festival in London this summer. Organizers now say the three-day event is canceled and that ticket holders will be refunded. Last year, Australia canceled Ye's visa after he released a song promoting Nazism. It all follows two sold-out shows of his in Los Angeles last week. In Northwest Georgia, voters are selecting who will replace former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene in Congress. The special election pits the Trump-backed Republican Clay Fuller against the Democrat Sean Harris. The winner of today's election will serve out Greene's term in the heavily Republican district, but he'll need to run again in a separate primary later this year to keep the seat. Meantime, in Wisconsin, Democrats are hoping to increase their control of the state's Supreme Court in a race between two appeals court judges. The Republicans supported Maria Lazar and Chris Taylor, who's backed by the Democrats. NASA and the White House released dazzling new images today taken by Artemis II astronauts as they made their journey around the moon. Earthset, the spin on sunset, shows the Earth disappearing behind the moon's surface. It's a nod to the famous Earthrise shot from the crew of the Apollo 8 back in the late 1960s. And then there was this today, a solar eclipse with the sun slipping behind the moon, a view rarely seen by humans. The photos were released as the astronauts returned home from their journey around the far side of the moon, during which they set a record for traveling further than any astronaut before. And there was yet another first today.
Integrity, this is the International Space Station. How do you hear?
Houston's Mission Control arranged a radio link up between the Artemis II astronauts and the crew at the International Space Station. It was the first such moonship-to-spaceship radio link up in history since the previous Apollo missions took place before the space station was built. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed amid uncertainty over President Trump's Iran deadline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 85 points on the day. The NASDAQ managed a slight gain of about 20 points. The S&P 500 also shook off earlier losses to end slightly higher. Still to come on the NewsHour, what's becoming the signature injury among American soldiers in the war with Iran? Heightened demand creates a shortage of hormone therapy used by women for menopause symptoms. And author Patrick Radden Keefe joins our PBS News podcast to discuss his newest true crime story.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.